Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the books of 1 and 2 Peter. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19.
Therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God are to entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right.
In what ways does fear hold you back? From things you want to do, from taking steps towards growth. The letters of Peter, who was a key leader in the early church and originally one of Jesus' disciples, were written to believers trying to figure out how to live for Christ, even when it involves fear. Fear of things like opposition, mistreatment, or disappointment. So how does Peter counter the fear that keeps us from obeying God? He directs us to our safety in Christ. Peter opens his letter with a general description of our security in Jesus. He says in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. So what is this passage saying? It's saying that in Christ, nothing and no one can touch your soul. You are being guarded by God Himself, the shepherd and guardian of your soul, as 1 Peter 2:25 says, who will bring you through this life to an eternal and perfect existence with Him. At Christ's return, you will receive your inheritance and find yourself met with praise and commendation from your Savior, as 1 Peter 1:7 says, a reality that will satisfy the deepest longings of your soul. When we trust in the care and control of God over our lives, that is what frees us to live fearlessly for Him. In the rest of his writing, Peter lays out how the security in Christ applies itself in specific circumstances. For example, God calls husbands to love and honor their wives. And He calls wives to be subject to their husbands. In other words, to make space for their husbands to initiate and take responsibility instead of seeking to control or manipulate them. Peter talks about this in 1 Peter chapter 3. Peter instructs wives specifically to let go of fear and adorn themselves with a gentle and quiet spirit. Now, a gentle and quiet spirit is one that is at rest. It's a person that's content to not control, because she trusts that God is in control. When Christ is her first place of security, wives can let go of any anxiety propelling controlling behavior toward her husband, and so let go of any fear that might cause her to not live within God's design for marriage. What about persecution? When Christians fear hostility for their beliefs, where can they find the strength to be bold and continue living faithfully? Peter again reminds believers of their security in Christ, saying in 1 Peter 4:14, if you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Believers can find courage in persecution by resting in the safety of God's constant presence with them. Peter also touches on the topic of humility. God calls us to submit to one another, to elevate others above ourselves. But what if we want a position of power? What if we fear a low status, a lack of influence? Peter points us to this security in Christ in 1 Peter 5, 6-7. God has the power to lift us up at the right time, and He will care for all our needs, no matter our status. The last topic we'll touch on is Peter showing his reader how to find freedom from fear of spiritual evil and temptation. Stand firm in your faith, Peter says, because God Himself will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. We read this in 1 Peter 5:10. Believers have spiritual strength and protection in Christ, who will deliver them and rebuild them to be stronger than before. In a second letter, Peter elaborates on this subject, encouraging Christians to counter spiritual doubts by growing in their knowledge of Christ and abiding in Him, the source of all wisdom and knowledge. In response to every fear, to every barrier keeping us from living faithfully for Christ, Peter directs us to our security in God. God is in control. God will keep you safe. God cares for you. And it is this security that frees us from our fear to live obediently to God. Out of the specific examples we touched on from Peter's letters, the ones that resonated with me the most were the ones that had to do with fear of submission. Submitting to my husband or submitting to others in humility instead of elevating myself. And as I've reflected on why I fear submission, it's because I don't want to feel powerless. What if I don't promote myself and then I get walked on? What if I don't assert my rights and then no one is looking out for me? Elizabeth Elliot's take on this topic really helped me in this area. She cites a quote from Oswald Chambers, who says this: "Looking at the basic meaning of the word, submission means surrender to another. But in the evangelical sense, it means that I conduct myself actually among others as a submissive child of my Father in heaven." Elizabeth says this in response: "The Spirit of God's Son was the Spirit of submission. No questions asked to His own safety or comfort. No effort to engineer things for Himself. But rather an utter handing over of all His powers to His Father. A perfect confidence that the consequences of this obedience lay in His Father's hands." Submission does not mean forgetting about myself. It means trusting that God will take care of me. I submit to God as His child first, and that enables me to submit to others. And it's the same with all other fears. We entrust our apprehensions to God so that we can fearlessly face our circumstances and live faithfully. And I love how Elizabeth points us to the one who modeled this perfectly, Jesus Himself, who did not burden Himself with fear or worries about His own well-being, but totally surrendered everything to His Father, trusting God's control and care. So what about you? Do you feel constrained by fear in certain areas that are hindering you from faithfulness to Christ? The messages of 1 and 2 Peter encourage you to take refuge in Christ. Jesus is keeping you and your future secure. He is a safe place of empathy and care. God has the last word, and He will set you on firm ground again. So take a moment now to bring any of your fears to God. Now, ask God to give you a deeper sense of your security in Him, that you might receive the courage to live faithfully. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for His control and care that frees us to grow and live faithfully, even in challenging circumstances.
For everyone who's hurting, wait on the Lord. For everyone who's broken, wait on.